Now entering the Lucid Life Vibes portal, opening the doorway, the entrance, the gateway that is the Lucid Life Vibes podcast, unraveling the human energy field. Maybe it's more of decoding. Maybe it's simplifying what's really happening with that me, myself, and I human experience. The person, the one. Is there oneness? Yes, absolutely. We are all one through that life force creation energy that we are. I mean, it's interesting because when you read the words from Jesus, these Aramaic words, it speaks of we are one. I am you, you are me. There is that oneness through the life force creation energy that we all are. That oneness, though, is really hard to feel down in the heaviness, down in the guilt, shame, blame, lack, limitation, jealousy, envy. You don't feel the oneness. You feel the separation. So there is this me, myself, and I human experience, the soul, the person, the spirit, the higher self. So for me, life is physical and non-physical. Some people would use the word spiritual, spirituality. For me, there's no separation. This physical human life, for me, is this physical reality, my planet Earth experience, but it's also the past, present, and future of me. It's also the infinite, non-physical me. It's that living light technology that I am, the life force energy, creation energy. I'm an extension of creation energy in the human form, having a human experience on planet Earth right here, right now. And if you're listening, you are too. And so I believe we are this streaming life force energy. And those of us that are aware of this, it's a different experience. For me, I know there's this non-physical, larger part of me, my spirit self. That's my higher self. That's what I label as my higher self. Now, do I feel this inner soul, this inner being? Yes, absolutely. There's all those layers. It's the Holy Trinity of us. There's the three pillars of the human experience, mental, emotional, and physical. And then there's this past, present, future. You know, mind, heart, gut. Our heart is a powerful magnet. I mean, this is biology. I'm not making this up. And so for me, this human experience, physical and non-physical, is more biology. It's more quantum energy, quantum mechanics, quantum physics. There is that spirit me, that larger part of me that has the higher perspective. And for me, this is that heaven realm. Where's my higher self? Where's my spirit? Well, for me, it's that non-physical. And so life, we're having a physical experience. I believe there's non-physical. So for me, heaven is right here on earth. It's time and space. Time and space is a fabric. So time, temporal, space, dimensional. There's way more going on. And so in this season of the Lucid Life Vibes podcast, we've been diving into this idea of this kind of great awakening, right? That there's more to us and there's more to life. Like, hello, there's more going on here. But I would never want to define what that is for anyone, because we all perceive and receive in different ways. And I know that we are all an extension of that life force creation energy, and our expression in the physical form and human form is different. This is why our uniqueness is really our medicine. I mean, who we truly are, that creativity, when we allow ourselves, and I'm not talking about being an artist, I'm saying that when we allow ourselves to flow, that free flow, giving ourselves the freedom to be who we are and not cut ourselves off, not altering ourselves, but giving ourselves the freedom to want what we want, to have the desires of our heart, because the heart is the magnet. There's a positive negative with the heart. And so if we're talking energy and we're unraveling this human energy field, it's interesting because I think a lot of people have the perspective of, oh, everybody kind of thinks this, or, oh, this is normal. Oh, this is common. And I don't believe that to be true. I do not think there's a normal, common. We don't know, because everybody is going to receive and perceive in their own way. And we all have our own belief system. And the fact is what we believe is what will be. So whatever we believe is what our life will be. If we knew how powerful we were, if we knew how powerful our thoughts and our words were, we would never think or speak another unwanted thought or word. And it's interesting because when you step out of the religion mindset, and I certainly don't want to challenge anybody's belief systems here. This is a thought experiment. And so we're unraveling this human energy field, and the belief system is part of that. So I just want to invite you to kind of step out of this religious mindset, maybe even like what other people believe, and just feel for your belief system and what you believe, you know, your belief in who you are, where you are. And so it's interesting because I think a lot of the religious plays a part in this idea of energy. And I think things like chakra, people think is common or normal talk, speak, if we're talking energy and the human energy field. I think a lot of people are like, oh, my chakras, are my chakras in alignment? Are my chakras blocked, right? And I actually think that chakra has a tie to Hindu religion. And so Reiki, which is really full of Hindu religion, and there's no judgment. I know all about Reiki. I've taken all the classes. I've read all of it. I've been through all of it, and it didn't resonate with me at all. And it reminded me that I am the living light technology. And I actually resonate more with Nikola Tesla, who speaks of the mind, right? The heart, the gut, and this, you know, gut being our second brain, being the mind-body connection. I believe that to be true. And so I really dive deep into the biology of the human experience and what's going on. And it's interesting because when you research, you'll find out that things like the pineal gland, they say, is the least known of all the glands. Well, that's not true. Maybe it's the least of the glands they want to discuss or talk about or shine a light on. So I think there's a lot when it comes to biology that has been suppressed and hidden to kind of dumb down the human experience. And so I have this perspective of many things over the past 10,000 years on Earth have been dumbed down. So it's hard to explain ancient civilizations, things that are, you know, older than 10,000 years, and they can't explain it. They, meaning the constructs, academia, right, science, because there's already a preset belief system, what is true and what is not true, what fits in what box. And so there is this dumbing down to fit into these molds and these box, these belief systems, and things have to check out through that. And if they don't, then what do you do with it? I think there are so many wonders of the world, but many of them are suppressed. I mean, I think it's incredible. There's pyramids everywhere. I mean, I look at the Rekat structure, I'm probably saying that wrong, the Eye of the Sahara, and it's like, well, hello, that's Plato's Atlantis. I mean, down to every detail. But the thing is that there were lots of Atlantean civilizations. So a lot of people are going to think Atlantis is everywhere because, yes, there were in fact Atlantean civilizations all over the planet. And so again, perspective. And if we're looking back, I mean, if I say the past 10,000 years on Earth, that's a long time. And so imagine if Earth has been active for, you know, billions of years. That is a lot of storytelling. I mean, imagine Earth with the dinosaurs. Earth has been through a lot, but the surface, the layer, the crust tells us. Now, there are missing layers, of course. That's for a different podcast. But I believe that the truth of Earth is coming forward, and we're going to be rewriting history books. And this is because I believe there's this dumbing down of what's really going on. And so your belief system, it matters. It's part of your energy field. It's part of your experience, what you believe. You know, what are you open to and when you closed off to? So we don't need a key when we're open, right? When something's unlocked, when it's open, you don't need a key. And we don't need a key when we're open. A lot of people talk about boundaries and protection, right? And protecting your energy, all this stuff. Well, if you're going to be throwing shields and boundaries, that creates what? Closed off. And so I'm just talking through this to really to get you to feel through this idea of energy and how it's different with everybody. And you're going to believe, and you're going to feel through everything. The lens, right, of your human experience is based on that belief system. And so you're filtering everything you experience through your belief system and what you've already experienced, because your subconscious and your ego have experienced everything, and they're constantly listening. Your subconscious and ego been on record mode since you were born, just picking up like a sponge what everybody else has to say about everything. And your subconscious and ego are remembering all this and then reminding you. And so there is this reprogramming, rewiring when it comes to what you believe. You know, is it really your truth, or is it other people's belief, their truth? And so if we're going to talk about the human energy field, right? What's going on in this me, myself, and I? Our beliefs, our thoughts, what we're thinking, it matters, because that's what's playing through the headspace. Also, our voice resonates with us. So when we speak, we are absolutely spelling out what we want, casting the spell with our words. So when it comes to your personal energy, your vocabulary, the words that you use, what you believe, what you're thinking. Now, let's go into this positive, negative, because that's what, right? Positive, negative, positive, negative. And we're going to get back to the chakras. We're going to get back to the chakras, because there are these energy points, right? We also have the meridians. I mean, I love talking about our human body. We are incredible. We are superhuman. And that is something I'm so passionate in, is you know, also in this season, we're kind of talking about waking up, this great awakening, right? There being more. We're going there and doing that with intuition and psychic abilities. We've already talked about intuition, that innate instinct. And we're going to be talking more about psychic abilities and telepathy and all sorts of amazing things that are part of being human. Absolutely part of being human. And so when I think we can move away from things being like a belief system based on religion, right? Based on culture, society, right? What the norm, the common is, we can break away from that and allow ourselves, give ourselves the freedom and extend to others what you personally believe about who you are, where you are, and what life is. Instead of it having to be defined for you, right? And having to buy into that belief system. And so I'm just inviting you to feel through your energy field and to start in that mental, because the three pillars of the human experience, mental, emotional, physical. Because, you know, the mental, it starts with the thought. It's interesting how you can experience healing in a second, right? I mean, think about those lightning strike moments when something amazing happens, right? Like winning the lottery. People win the lottery all the time, right? Finding a treasure, getting that good news, right? Receiving that whatever it is, an investment paying off, like accomplishing a goal, like you did the thing, the finish line, right? Maybe you crossed the finish line. In that instant, it's done. Like the snap of the finger, done. I believe that mentally anything can be in a second, in an instant, in a moment. So for example, when I went through healing, in that moment mentally, snap of a finger, I was healed in my mind. However, I knew I was going to commit to myself with a 7-year lifestyle of healing. I embraced working with top doctors. And I committed to myself 7 years of healing because I know that we can have a completely new body in 7 years. It's incredible. Our bodies are incredible. And so I did this in the early 2000s. I embraced this healing journey and I knew it was a lifestyle. In that instant, I was healed. Snap of the finger, done. However, there was the allowing of that 7-year transformation to take place. Now it's interesting because when you talk about like transformation, if you think of a butterfly, the caterpillar, first of all, does the caterpillar know it's going to be the butterfly? Right? Does the caterpillar know? Because the caterpillar weaves that cocoon for itself and then it melts itself down in its own enzymes. Like it literally has a liquefied meltdown. Completely melts itself. I mean, I've had some liquid moments. I've had meltdowns before. I don't know if you've had a meltdown or two before in a cocoon. I've been there. I've done that. Yeah, I've caused my own meltdown one or two times before. And so this caterpillar, right, is completely liquefied itself, but it's still alive and it's going through this greatest transformation. And it's interesting because butterflies, during this time, their cocoon becomes a chrysalis. I think that's how you say it, chrysalis. And it's actually the only insect that does this. And it turns, the cocoon becomes this before the butterfly actually breaks through and flies. And so it is quite the transformation with the butterfly. And I believe that's very much what many of us go through in our human experience is this, you know, awakening to there being more. And I think it's awareness that there are some of us that are aware and some that are unaware. And that plays a role in our energy, you know, our belief system, but our awareness, right? I could describe all the zodiacs and the life path numbers in two ways, the aware perspective and the unaware perspective. And that goes with every zodiac, every life path number, sun, moon, north node, whatever. And I can describe it to a T, to a T. I mean, I can do a reading around a birthday. It's pretty incredible because I can feel that energy, the human energy field, and I can read that through the quantum energy because we're like the sun. Our rays, our waves shine onto everyone. We're living light technology. We can be sensed. We can be felt. It's empathy. And our intuition picks up on that empathy, which is the perspective and feeling what other people are feeling mentally, emotionally, and physically. But then our psychic abilities can go even further and we can really pick that up. Some people pick up through the empathy, through the empathic channels, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Some all pick up all three. And so you can tune into somebody around their thoughts, their emotions, and then also physically what they're feeling. Intuition, but also psychic abilities. And I'm super excited to be getting into these conversations in this season of the podcast. And I love hearing from all of you. And so we're going to, I've heard from a few of you about chakras and this human energy field. And we're going to talk about some of your emails and your comments about this and questions. And I'm happy to go there. I love your questions. So keep them coming. You guys can DM me over on X, on Instagram. Also, there's private messaging on Patreon at Lucid Life Vibes. And then you can always email me at lucidlifevibes@gmail.com. So we're going to get into the chakra talk. We're going to get into the magnetic heart, the positive and negative. We're going to get into all of that. Absolutely. We're going to go there. These are the best conversations for me. This is why I host this podcast and I invite you to go there is because I think this should be normal. I think this should be normal conversations for us to talk about because I think that so many people will blanket describe something or label something, right? To just assume we all have chakras and we all feel chakras when in fact, some of us do not. We would describe it in a different way. And so that goes for me personally. Do I understand when people say spiritual and spirituality or even like the word divine? Yes, I get that. I do. But for me, I like to call it what it is. I like to use a vocabulary that calls it what it is because I know calling things in is powerful. You can call in the protection, the guidance, the filtration. You can call in the higher perspective, the higher self, the spirit. You can call in all that love for you and all that guidance for you. That's part of your energy as well, is that non-physical love for you. And there is that life force energy, the creation energy that you are, that you're always connected to. Now, are there times that you might feel disconnected? Yes. That's kind of part of unraveling this energy field, what's happening. When you're in this alignment, attunement, awareness of who you are, right? There's attunement, like a tuning fork, to your natural high vibration. You go, oh, there is more. Hello. And you see things from a different perspective. There's a paradigm shift. And so what I have seen is a lot of people go through this kind of awakening. And so many people will label that like, oh, it's a spiritual awakening or it's this or it's that, right? And for me, I do think there's a great awakening. I do think that a lot of humans on planet Earth are like, whoa, there's more going on. It's like something's being hidden. Something's being suppressed. There's more going on, right? With me and this earth experience. Like, hello. And so some of us are here because we're like, it's time for the truth to come forward. Let's talk about this, right? Let's bring it forward instead of repeating the same stuff. And so for me, I want to call things what they are. Number one, to call it in to my experience and also to not use the words that I don't want to use. So I don't want to call in unwanted things. So I use the words that resonate with me. And I'm calling in the things that I want, the support, the love, the protection. And so when there's this alignment, attunement with your thoughts, your words, right, your vocabulary, it's interesting because your energy field, the electromagnetic aura that you are, your energy field will expand out into your environment. It's like the pearl of you, right? And then there's that pearl of the home, the lifestyle. And so I do believe that there is this vibration of some of us are aware and some are unaware. And so when I go through like the zodiacs and the life path number, there's that, the vibration of all of those zodiacs and the life path from the awareness point of view and the unaware. And it's like when you're unaware, you're the opposite of what you really are. Because when you're aware and you allow and you're open to your truth, your natural high vibration, you let go of the stuff that's not you and the heaviness that pulls you down so you can really embody your true natural self and vibration by giving yourself the freedom of who you are. Now, it might not mean that you remember everything or know everything about yourself. Maybe it's a, you're in this self-discovery mode, right? Everything you're seeking is seeking you, the seeker of you and your alignment and your attunement. Maybe you're seeking what you really want, right? What's your joy? What's your happiness? Enlightenment over what lights you up? What are the desires of your heart? You know, what gets you excited to wake up in the morning? Like what makes you want to be here on planet Earth, right? And start saying yes to that instead of cutting yourself off. And so I do believe that there are many humans that cut themselves off and they're not their authentic self, high vibrational self. And so they come off as negative or heavy. And that's probably because they're in the guilt, shame, blame, lack, limitation, jealousy, envy. And they're not seeing through the lens of joy, happiness, and enlightenment. I mean, I'll say this. For our family, my husband and my son and I, the goal was always health and happiness. Now, when my husband and I were growing up, it wasn't that. It was many other things, so many other things. And it was almost too much to keep up with. It was like, what's the point? What are we doing here? And so we defined it for our son and our family, which it's healthy and happy. That's the goal, healthy and happy. What makes you healthy and happy? And open to that. Embracing yourself. So I believe self-knowing is self-mastery, and we're all going to feel things differently. I don't think we're supposed to agree on everything. How boring would that be? And so we are going to feel things in different ways. Absolutely. For me, I feel the living light technology, the electromagnetic aura that we are. I believe everything is electromagnetic in and out. Electro is the doing, the yang, the magnetic is the in, the yin. So for me, masculine is the yang, the electro, the doing. The feminine is the magnet, the in, the yin. So the electro is that action, right? The thought, the words, you're expressing, you're doing. And then the magnetic is that allowing. So if you think of it like you're doing a job, right? You do the job, that's the electro. The getting paid for it is the magnetic. Electromagnetic, the in and out flow. And the same goes for your thoughts, right? There can be this in and out flow of your thoughts, allowing the old thoughts and the new thoughts, right? Old words, new words. Old lifestyle, new lifestyle. And again, mentally, snap of the finger, it can be done. But then emotionally and physically, some things do take time. So if you could say, oh, I've made that choice. I've decided, because life is choice driven. Life is choice driven. Our choices move us and create momentum. And so if you're focused, right, wherever you're focused, that's where the energy will also be focused. So you can direct the energy, your momentum, what you're creating by focusing on things. Now, I never suggest a hyper focus, right? Because it's just hyper. It's too much. So there's this balance in it, this in and out, like breathing. So if you feel your breath, this in and out flow of your breath, that's this electromagnetic flow of you. So the thoughts are moving in and out, right? The words, the breath. Yes, this in and out, in and out. Some people feel this in and out through their hands. Some people feel the in and out through their head. So for me, I always feel this energy moving in the top of my head and out the bottoms of my feet and out and around and back in. So I am always feeling this electromagnetic flow in and through me. And then I feel that living light technology, the light from my higher self, the larger part of me, that creation energy flowing in the top of my head, filling me up. So that is that healing light, life force energy. And that's what it is. It's pure energy, love, light. It's the energy that births and creates life. And that's the energy that I am. That's what I tune into. And so, yes, there's the headspace, right? The thoughts, the sight, the insight, the pineal gland, the cerebellum, right? The atlas, your C1 vertebrae holds your brain into your skull. This neck alignment, upper cervical. There's also the words, right? The throat, the expression, the headspace, like what's happening in the headspace. And then there's the heart, which is a magnet. That's that positive, negative. So your positive could be different than my positive. That's that individual me, myself, and I human experience. What is your positive and what's your negative? Now, collectively, in the next podcast, we're going to talk about that collective energy and widen this net of energy out to all. The oneness, or maybe even feel the separation of it. We'll talk about whatever you want. But if you really center in self, right, the heart space, the magnet of you, you can flip on this magnet of your heart by knowing what it is that is your positive. This is my positive, right? This is what I want. This is the yes now for me. And again, in life, we all have some similar positives and some similar negatives, right? But everybody's going to have a different thing, right? Like color, smell, taste. We don't all like the same food, right? We don't all like the same lifestyle, the same music. And so that positive for you are the things that you like. And here's the thing, your positive is your positive. Everybody else can have their own positive. We don't have to all have the same positive thing that we want. But the positive is the magnet. That's what you're pulling to you. That's what you're focusing your thoughts, your words, the things that you want for you. So I expressed that our family was about health and happiness. That's what our intention, that's our positive is health and happiness. Joy, happiness, enlightenment, those highest vibrations, enjoying life, having a positive experience, focused on that. Because when you do that, the negative, the stuff that you don't want, there's this repelling aspect to the magnet as well. And so if you don't focus on the stuff you don't want, the negative, you can be that positive magnet for the positive that you want. So, you know, the people that are just so negative, it's like worst case scenario. It's always anxiety, worry, fear. I mean, like the worst. Well, they might be experiencing that over and over again because that's what they talk about. That's what they're focused on. So the same goes for a lot of us that were children. I was like this, that we were super intuitive and psychic. We knew what was going on. We would be hyper focused on the threat, right? So that we could keep ourselves safe as children. Well, as we grew older, we're still hyper-focused on the threat. We have to shift that at some point and go, I'm protected. I don't I'm not a child. I'm not a victim. I don't have to focus on the threat anymore. I can focus on how protected I am and create protection for myself. And so when I think it comes to our energy, we create our own energy. And so I'm not into this idea of retrogrades. Retrograde, and a lot of things for me with astrology, are just repeating. It's just repeating. And a lot of things with energy have just been repeated over 10,000 years. So a lot of the stories around energy, what's happening with energy, or even with the stars in the sky or the planets or our galaxy, right? It's like energy is repeating. And what's interesting is that retrogrades are an illusion. Planets do not retrograde. It's an illusion. But there's so many people that energetically are a victim to planets retrograde. It's like, oh, this thing's going to happen. Oh, well, it is going to happen because you believe it's going to happen. And you talk about it. Like the amount of people that are light workers, the self, right? They use this word, not me, because I don't know how you work light. We are light. So you embody light. You are light. You channel light. You stream light. You are light. I am that I am. So I don't know how you would work light. I think that might just be a different way of tuning into energy where you really, it is like work. For me, it's innate. It's not work. It's a tuning into. It's an attunement to, like a tuning fork, to your natural state of being. And so we have this innate knowing of how to stream our own light and life force energy. And there's no work about it. And nobody can do it for you. Now, other people can assist you in healing and assist you in hold a vibration. I love energy healing. And I'm an energy healer. And I'm a meditative guide. So I know how powerful energy healing and meditation is. I love it. But I also know it's all self-healing. I mean, all the doctors that assisted me, they were part of my self-healing. And they, of course, showed up when I needed it because I asked for it. And there were the answers and solutions. And so we can ask these powerful questions, right? Prayer, asking, and then there's receiving. So that electromagnetic, right? Your electro, you're sending out the request, the prayer, and then you receive it. So I will call in things that I want as well. Instead of asking, I will call it in. I'm calling in this. I'm calling in this. I'm calling in my health, right? My wealth. Calling it in. And so I create my own energy. I don't think that we are victims to retrograde or energy. And I believe all the energy is positive. Now talking about dimensions and where we are in the universe is a different podcast and conversations, which I've talked about that. I do have an Earth timeline series where I talk about the energy of Earth and where we are in the universe. And we can talk about that again. Absolutely. And so I do believe that we were in this heavier, denser part of the universe for 10,000 years, and we're moving out of that into this higher. And this higher vibration is one of freedom. It's truth, freedom, healing, health, and wealth. And so it's a matter of giving yourself freedom, freedom of mind, body, and time, to where you can feel what you're feeling, feeling who you are and where you are. I believe we're always surrounded by positive energy, but sometimes you can't feel it because you're surrounded by negative people, places, and things. Now, those negative people, places, and things, that's just based on your positive. And so it's interesting because some things that I will think are negative, other people don't find negative. Because it's actually a personal choice. It's opinion. So some things are positive to people and they're negative to me. Like, I'm going to be honest, I do not like loud noises. I know that might kind of sound funny, but I really don't like loud noises. And I struggle with like machines, engines. So people that have those like motorcycle, you know, Harleys, I actually love a good rumble from a Harley. You can feel a Harley coming, right? The rumble on the earth. I do like a good Harley rumble. But there's some like cars and motorcycles that just make. And so it's interesting. Last night, my husband and I were in the car and we were coming home and there was a Corvette in front of us. And he could just tell. He was like, this thing's going to be so loud. Get ready. How sweet is he? He loves all the loud cars. And I always go, is that thing broken? He goes, no, it's like a $500,000 car. It's hilarious. I'm always like, oh my gosh, that thing needs to go to the shop. And he's like, no, that's awesome. And so again, my husband's like, just watch out for this Corvette. And sure enough, oh my goodness, it was obnoxious. It was crazy. It was ridiculous. And my husband thought it was so cool. He's like, oh yeah. So, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, no, that is obnoxious. There's no reason for that. So my negative was this loud, right, car. And that's something he thinks is cool, is a positive. And so I do struggle. I also have a thing with heights. I do. I have a fear of heights with like really tall bridges and then like mountains. And my husband loves heights. He loves mountains. And so I always say, I want to go to the beach. And he's like, I want to go to the mountains. And let me tell you, I've been to the mountains with him. And there was a mountain that I cried all the way to the top and all the way to the bottom. And I would not get out of the car on top. I was terrified. I could not get out of the car. I was like one with the seat. And my tears had like melded me to the seat. I was like, the fear was in my body. I was so scared that I was going to fall off this mountain. It was terrible. It was terrifying for me. And it was the coolest thing for him. He even took a video. I'm like, put the camera down. He's like, we're going 5 miles an hour. We're safe. And I'm like, we're about to go over the side of the mountain. And it was a real fear for me. So the next time we went, I had him drop me off at the bottom of the mountain at a park. And I sat there. I sat there, had some iced tea. I had a wonderful old time. I was like, oh, no, I'm not doing that again. Oh, no, no, no. You go have your fun time. But here's the thing. I didn't rain on his parade. He got to go, right? I found something else to do. It was all good. I found my positive while he was enjoying his positive. And so I think that when we allow ourselves our positive, right, and allow other people their positive, there doesn't have to be a negative within that. Do you see? But when we force our positive on somebody else, now there's this what? Yeah, it's uncomfortable. And so there is an energy of projection. People will project their fears, their worry, anxieties, like their past, whatever, on to something new or onto other people. A lot of people do this in relationships. They'll project like a past relationship onto a new relationship. A lot of people will do that. They also attach to other people energetically. And so there are many people that are constantly looking outside of themselves instead of inside. And again, that goes back to that awareness, and they attach to other people and they project on other people. And then many of us are mirrors and we just are reflecting back to others, either what they love about themselves or what they hate about themselves. I'm a mirror. So I'm one of those people, you either love me or hate me kind of thing. Because a lot of people just don't want to face themselves. They don't want to see themselves at all. And when you're interacting with people that are aware of who they are and have confidence in who they are, that is a completely different energy field than people that there's chaos and confusion. And so if we're going to unravel this energy field, it's interesting because I did get a question that was actually quite brilliant, asking about chakras, this idea of chakras being like a book. Like holding information with the body. I also know that people are into, I forget what it's called. It's like a quantum energy generator or something within your torso. And I never resonated with any of that. I'm the living light technology. And so it's just really simple for me. It's more of what Nikola Tesla speaks about, in that we are our own electromagnetic energy field. And then there's the larger electromagnetic energy field of Earth, and then of the universe. There's this in and out flow and the fields of energy. And there can be this entanglement as well. And so we can create our own energy, absolutely. And that energy can be separate from collective energy. We don't have to be one with this collective energy of Earth. And so it's interesting, because a lot of people will talk about, you know, these chakras and then like grounding down into the Earth. And for me, you know, grounding into the Earth, that's the DNA, that's the past memory, like the blood, sweat, and tears of what's going on. Now, the crystalline core, or like the salt water, is very cleansing, and there's wisdom and knowledge in that. And so for me, I don't get caught up in collective energy, and I'm not a victim to the energy. The energy is always supporting and positive. Now, when I look out into the world, right, my worldview, is that negative or positive? Right? The way I view the world. So again, that plays into your personal energy field and your human experience. Like, what is your worldview? Is it one that's negative or positive? Now, I am in this kind of 50-50 because I believe we're in this shift, these powerfully shifting times on planet Earth, because I believe we're rising up into this higher dimension, into this lighter reality, and many of us are co-creating that. And for me, it's not religious or new age. In the energy, you can see it. And science backs me up on this as well. I mean, it's interesting to me that we have seen, I think it's three now, interstellar objects moving through that we didn't before, and now we do. So I think 2017, Oumuamua, we have another one, Atlas. And I believe the reason why we're seeing these is because we're in a different part of the universe. It's a different vibration. And, you know, why are we seeing more activity when it comes to like UAPs, UFOs, orbs, things like this? Well, number one, the truth is coming forward, but also we're in a different part of the universe. So it's a different reality. Time and space is fabric of torsion, temporal time, space dimensional. So life is physical and non-physical. And there's so much going on energetically that we don't see that's not physical. So like our belief system, right? Our thoughts. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people think that telepathy is reading somebody's mind. It's not. Telepathy is sending and receiving. It's a communication. What are you sending? What are you receiving? So a lot of people energetically are constantly sending, sending, sending. Some are like always receiving. So a lot of people that would define themselves as being an empath, being able to pick up people mentally, emotionally, and physically. Well, first of all, I don't believe some people are empathic, making other people not. So like to label somebody as an empath is to say others are not. And I know that part of our intuition, which is our innate instinct, has some of that empathic knowing, so we can feel out other people and know if it's our vibe or not. You know, like that song, Psycho Killer, run, 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 run. Like, you got to know when to run, right? Know when to hold them, know when to fold them. I know. Come on with the music. and I'm sorry if you didn't get that. Those music references. But then our psychic abilities, that's where we can really tune in. Now, I think a lot of people that label themselves as an empath, it's because they're hyper-focused on other people and not themselves. Now, some of us do. Like for me, I'm constantly receiving, receiving, receiving. And so I've had to learn to tune that out. So it's a sending and a receiving. You know, you're not being haunted. It doesn't have to control or consume you. You can turn that off. And so when it comes to the psychic abilities, right, there's some things that are sending and receiving. And again, some of us are just really good receivers, and some people are sending all the time. seriously, there are some people that they are just constantly, they're like the sun, like solar flare, like, you know, everything they're thinking and feeling, they know without them having to say anything. It's just constant. They're just sending. Like energy flares constantly. You're like, what is going on? Like just being bombarded. And then there's, again, some that are just are always receiving and you're just feeling like, is it ever going to turn off? And so when we can balance in that sending and receive, it's actually communication. And so that's how the energy, you know, that positive, negative, right? You're allowing the yin, the in, the receptivity of the positive. And you're releasing, letting go of the things that are the negative for you. And so with your thoughts, right? Releasing the thoughts that are negative thoughts because they're negative for you. It's not the shitting, right? I should not, I should do, I should not do this, I should do this, right? I should think this, I should. It's not shitting yourself. It's being honest with yourself. This is my positive. This is my negative. And here's the thing. When you experience that negative, the unwanted, it just reminds you of what you want. So if something is negative, if someone is negative, if something, it's like, that's not for me. That's my negative. I don't want that. I want the opposite of that. So the power of choice, right? Giving yourself the freedom to choose based on what your positive and negative is. So when it comes to our energy field, right, are we allowing that in and out flow? You know, it's interesting how many people talk about blocked chakras. So let's go back to the book that somebody talked about. They sent me a message about chakras being these books holding information about the body. I needed to grab a drink of water there for this one. It's a good thought. It's a good thought, actually. You know, are there these books, this information intelligence stored within the body? Yes. Now, one of my healing doctors talked about the onion. It's this peeling back the layers, like everything's layered, mental, emotional, and physical. So a lot of people, when they're peeling back the mental and emotional layers, they will experience something physical because it's physical. It's coming forward. So I know when I went through my healing, oh my goodness, the detox, I wasn't even detoxing. I was just healing. And I was just like purging and detoxing. I'm like asking my doctors, what is happening? They're like, you're purging, you're detox. You got to let it go. Just let it go. And that's when I realized how powerful a clearing statement is to let something go, that letting it go. I release this. I let it go. Because when you do that, you create space for the what you do want. And so my clearing statement is clear, delete, transmute across all time, space, dimensions, and realities. So I believe we can rewrite the books, the patterning. So there are a lot of repeating patterns. A lot of people are repeating patterns. And so there is the subconscious, right? Our dreams are messages from the subconscious. And so there are all these messages from the subconscious to keep us safe and to also remind us of what's really going on. So the subconscious will bring forward some things that are uncomfortable, but it's so that you can let it go. So a lot of things come to the surface so you can go, yeah, I don't want to think about that anymore, or I don't want to experience that. I want to let it go. Or if it's a trauma from something from the past, it's time to heal from that. It's time to heal and let that go. So you can move on and not repeat that anymore. Because the truth is, when you rethink about the trauma and you repeat that in your mind and with the words and tell the story, you are reliving that. It is and you're probably adding to it and making it worse. Like an avalanche. It's just building and snowballing. And so the subconscious is like, hey, it's time to heal. The subconscious is like, hey, that nightmare was a message. So that you would know what to do and you know how you feel about it. So being willing to listen to your subconscious and go, okay, these are my fears. Okay, this is, right? Like, it's time to heal. It's time to let this go. Again, when you let go and when you heal from that, you create the new space. And so when I went through that healing over 7 years, oh my goodness, I created the space for the new thoughts, the new words. the new lifestyle, all the new things. And when you repeat the stuff from the past, it's just going to create more of the same, right? So another thing is the ego and subconscious, the unknown, the future is like, ooh, that's a little bit scary, right? And so is it fear or nervous excitement, right? So there is the ego and subconscious will self-sabotage and go back to that old relationship, go back to that old thing. At least I know what that is, right? Want to repeat instead of step into the new because there could be some fear with that. So is it fear or is it nervous excitement? Right. And then there's that talking to your ego. So the ego wants to experience certain things. The ego is you. And the subconscious is just keeping you safe because of past experiences and reminding you. And so you can invite the ego and subconscious to come on board for the new stuff. Hey, let's have a new experience. Let's reprogram that. Let's think new thoughts. Let's try new things. But there could be some resistance because the ego and subconscious don't know that there's a new opportunity. That potential, it's hard to understand sometimes when you've been through the unwanted. And so you do have to have a conversation with yourself. That was then, this is now. Now we're aware. Now we know what we want, right? Now we're that powerful magnet attracting what we want, focused on what we want, instead of putting up barriers, right, and blockades, and being in fear all the time of having to protect our energy and protect, when you just know there's natural protection. And so there's so much that is innate within you, but you know, the thoughts, other people's thoughts, the emotions, right? And what you've experienced in the past, it all feeds into that. So as you know, you begin to open these books, right? And maybe it is chakra. Maybe chakras are your thing. Maybe you're into chakra talk. A lot of people do resonate with chakras. And so maybe it is that for you, opening all of those different energy fields within your body. And you do resonate with that. There is a flow. There are meridians. Absolutely. But I also know the gut is the gut instinct. And so the gut is the second brain. It's the brain-body connection. A healthy gut is everything. That's the basis to wellness and well-being, is a healthy gut. That was the first thing that I healed, was my gut. My doctors were like, gut is first. The gut is first. And they were right, because everything else from there happened. The gut, once my gut was healed, oh my goodness. Oh, the clarity, the alignment, the gut instinct, the confidence. Absolutely incredible. And so for me, the mental, emotional, and physical, it's all connected. It's layered, but it's all connected. You know, what you put in and on your body. I mean, we see kids, right, that are just going crazy for sugar, cocoa, cuckoo. For Cocoa Puffs, right? Like just, oh my goodness, screaming because there's a sugar addiction. I mean, there's studies that have shown sugars and certain things cause these addictions. What you put in it on your body is so important. You know, I think there's a lot of people that think that there's a diagnosis going on with them. And again, I'm not giving medical advice here. This is an opinion-based podcast. These are just simply my opinions here. We're having a conversation. But I think a lot of people, they think that there is a diagnosis for something that's going on with them, when really it's their lifestyle or the things that they're eating or putting on their body that's causing that. And then the same goes for, there's a lot of over-the-counter medications and pharmaceuticals, right, that cause a lot of side effects. And that absolutely is playing into your thoughts, emotions, and physical reality. Absolutely. My healing doctors reminded me of that all the time. There are side effects. Absolutely. And so if we're talking about the human energy field, there's a lot going on. And if we're talking about opening these books, right, if we have the stored information, yes, reprogramming, rewriting. And so here's what I think is interesting about this question around chakras and books. Like, are they, you know, these books of us storing this information within the chakras. I like that thought. I do like that. For me, I dive into the mitochondria DNA. Oh, that's fun. Our mitochondria DNA is actually pure energy. I mean, shouldn't we be talking about our pineal gland? Shouldn't we be talking about our mitochondria DNA? I mean, come on. We are pure energy. It's incredible. There are crystals in your pineal gland, in the center of your brain. You're that incredible. You're crystalline. But nobody talks about that. Why? See, I want to talk about what's really going on, because we're taking our power back by really calling it what it is. What is spiritual? My spirit, the infinite part of me, the life force energy that I am. Taking back your power, feeling what you feel. It's mental, emotional, and physical. So for me, my living light, my light body is physical. The light body that I am is part of my human physical body. And I know not only is my gut my second brain, my breath is connecting my mind to my body. My breath is the connection to me. And so breathing, right? And here's the thing, it's not work. There's no breath work. It's innate. We just breathe. And so if we want to focus on the breath, right? Because where we focus is where we send the energy. So when we're focusing on the breath, we're not focusing on the thoughts. We're not focusing on maybe the unwanted that's going on. And we can shift that unwanted with our energy. And so the healing happens through self-healing because you believe it's possible. And so what happens is doctors and healers, they offer up these powerful suggestions, which is hypnosis, but powerful suggestions of how this will heal. This will do this. This will do that. But also wisdom and knowledge. Intelligence. Oh my goodness. That's how you take your power back. It's by knowing. That's where the confidence comes from. And so for me, when I learned about our human body, right, I was like, whoa, we are superhuman. We're amazing. We are incredible. When 2020 rolled around, right, and we experienced that craziness in 2020 that had people questioning their own bodies, right? And there was a lot of control around the freedom of even your body and whether you were going to put something in your body or not. And so for me, I had complete confidence in who I am, in my human body, and how amazing I am. So when this fear of a virus came out in 2020, I kind of laughed and was like, really? And not only that, there's L-lysine. I mean, what my healing doctors told me that every home should have L-lysine in it. And I agree with them. L-lysine is amazing. It creates a natural barrier to viruses in the body. L-lysine. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I'll talk about ivermectin all day long. That's another one. So many humans, this parasitic cleanse, this purge, right? And that's kind of what's happening with this ivermectin. So we have natural protection, even when it comes to sickness and illness. I mean, that's what I've discovered with L-lysine and ivermectin. It's incredible. Incredible. And the prevention, oh my goodness. You know, taking our power back with the knowledge, the knowing of who we are. And so there is this seeking. But everything you're seeking is seeking you. And when you focus your energy and your attention, right, it's powerful because you're powerful. And so I want to invite you to step into your electromagnetic aura, lighting your light body up, feeling your energy. I mean, I feel so much energy in my hands, the palms of my hands, my healing hands, my feet. And our mitochondria DNA is that pure energy within us. Our DNA holds the code. So I believe we hold the codes for living light technology and life force energy. We hold. So can there be books that need to be rewritten? Are there books that need to be healed within us? Yes. But there's also the code within us that we were born with. And we can open to that, which is there. And so I believe it's within the biology of us. It's in our mitochondria DNA. It's in our pineal gland. It's the cerebellum, the Atlas C1. I mean, the nervous system is the control panel for the body, or the systems of the body and how they work together. It's incredible. We are this energy field, this powerful force of life force energy. And when you allow yourself to feel that, right? Some people say it's the Merkaba, right? That light body. And for me, it's the electromagnetic. I think it's interesting because in the Bible, there are these depictions of the angels, archangels, and angels showing up. And for me, the way they're described is it's really electromagnetic energy. It's this flow of energy that moves in and through. I don't think it's wings. I think it's the electromagnetic energy and this orb, this light orb that we create, our light body. And that's very much the electromagnetic aura is all about our psychic abilities. This is how we remote view. This is how we astral project. Now, some people talk about a silver or gold cord. I don't need a silver or gold cord. And I don't believe you can ever be disconnected from your body ever when you are tuned into the electromagnetic aura that you are, when you open as the gateway that you are. And so all of my guided meditations are all based on the gateway technique, the gateway process, which is this brain balance, breathing into the body. The body, the heart begins to beat differently. Again, that magnetic heart, you're switching on the magnetic, your blood pumps differently, and you open as the powerful gateway that you are. It's not a one-time thing. It's more of like muscle building and remembering. So it's a lifestyle and setting yourself up to feel your own energy field, your own electromagnetic aura. And again, maybe you feel chakras. Maybe you feel these books within, the storage of information. And maybe it is sifting and sorting through it all the layers for you. And so here's what I always invite people. I'm kind of an organizational people. I'm the opposite of a hoarder. I'm more of like a minimalist. I like to keep it simple. If I don't use it, I toss it. And so here's what I always recommend. And you can do this mentally, emotionally, and physically in your life. That you've got three buckets, three boxes, three containers, three piles, right? You got your keep it pile. Oh yeah, that's mine. I'm keeping that. I'm keeping that thought, keeping that emotion, whatever. I'm keeping that thing. Then there's the toss. I don't need it. I'm done. I'm over it. Goodbye. And you can donate it, sell it, or trash it. And then there's the, I don't know. I just don't know yet. And it's okay. You don't have to know. You can go at your own pace. So as you're moving through your mental, you can do that. The emotions, you can do that. The people, the places, the things. Like maybe it's time to purge some people. Maybe you've got some people that are truly negative. And you're like, I'm done. It's too heavy. I'm going to give myself the freedom. Here's the thing. We can't all live life together. We're not all supposed to live life together. We can appreciate one another, but we don't have to all live together, right? We're not all supposed to share the same bathroom, share the same house. We can't, right? Like, we have to choose what is a match for our vibration. We have to create our own lifestyle. And that includes the people, places, and things. And also includes your thoughts, your words, right? And so you create that pearl of you, and then it moves out to the pearl of your home, your lifestyle. So your life is an overflow. It's all an overflow. You cannot fake it until you make it, and you can't pour from an empty cup. And so really being able to tune in to your field and how you feel that and the flow of you, nothing is ever stopped, blocked. Everything is always moving, but can you feel like you're on a loop and stuck and stagnant? Yes. Can there be stagnation? Yes. Can there be closed off? Yes. But you can open. You can choose to open. You can choose to let something go. Again, self-knowing is self-mastery, and you are the gateway. You create your own energy based on your belief system and what you're creating.